And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On the first night in his new RV, Cody Stone stood and stared at his queen bed. Neatly made with brand new sheets, it looked far more inviting than the low concrete wall where he was used to sleeping in downtown Austin, Texas. But for some reason, he couldn't bring himself to pull back the covers and get in. That freshly made bed was in the fully furnished RV that was Cody's new home at Community First Village, a housing development for people who have been chronically homeless. Cody's new RV was bright and beautiful, but it also brought back memories. The past several years of his life stood out in stark contrast to the safety and security of his new home. Cody had suffered through two bouts of cancer, abuse from an ex who was addicted to drugs, an eviction that landed him in the streets, and violence that he suffered there. That first night in his new RV, Cody felt overwhelmed and alone. He slept on the couch. But over the next few days, Cody began meeting his neighbors. They brought welcome gifts and dinner invitations, and they showed him around the property. And he started thinking about the new possibilities that were unfolding before him. Things like cooking his own meals, doing his own gardening, and making friends. Community First Village is a housing development that sits on 27 acres of land, and it's located about 8 miles northeast of downtown Austin, Texas. There are 240 micro homes and RVs there in a community that is run by a faith-based nonprofit called Mobile Loaves and Fishes. Most residents of Community First have been homeless for long stretches of time. Some of them have lived on the streets for decades. But about 20% are missional residents, retirees, families with young children, others who feel called to live there and to serve that community. One of those missional residents is a man named Alan Graham. In fact, he's the one who came up with the vision for Community First. Now, Alan is a former real estate developer who experienced a spiritual awakening about 20 years ago. That awakening led him to abandon his career and to invest himself and his resources in serving Austin's poorest and most marginalized community. Alan and 5 friends from church started Mobile Loaves and Fishes in the late 1990s. It was a food truck ministry serving people on the streets. Now, when he first started this ministry, Alan decided that the food truck should serve more than just sandwiches and coffee. He also wanted to give out phone cards. It was the 1990s, so give out phone cards so that people could call their families. But someone who knew more about the homeless community than he did pulled him aside and told him that most people living on the streets don't have family members to call. That's part of the reason that they're living on the streets. And so Alan began to realize something that has shaped the guiding philosophy of his whole ministry. He realized that homelessness is caused not only by a loss of housing. Homelessness is also caused by a profound, catastrophic loss of family. Housing alone can't heal that wound, but community can. So Alan started imagining what it would be like to provide both. And the Community First Village was born. This amazing place that not only provides homes, but also builds community. Alan and his wife, Tricia, live at Community First as well, in a 399 square foot cottage. And if you ask Alan what it's like to live there, he says this: "This is the most phenomenal community I've ever lived in. These neighbors I have here are so fun, so incredible, with a few knuckleheads for flavor on the side." That sounds like a good description of church, too, doesn't it? Church is a phenomenal community. Folks are so fun, so incredible, and we have a few knuckleheads for flavor on the side. That's the beauty of being church. Knuckleheads and all, we realize that we are better together. Like the early Christians, we too can get tired of trying to live the Christian life in a culture that seems to offer little support for us sometimes. We too can get discouraged about the evil that still seems to persist in this world. We too need the reminder that we are called to live lives of faith, even when we are tired and when we are discouraged. And we need the reminder that our faith is best lived out in community. It is community that heals us and makes us whole. Now, it feels like we know that here at Old South. Just think about the number of ministries that have been a part of this church's life over the years, ministries that have invited us not just to deepen our own faith, but ministries that have built Christian community. Bible studies, book clubs, Sunday school classes, women's groups, crafting groups, fellowship groups, youth groups, camp weeks, mission trips, pop-up pantry teams. The list could go on and on. Just this past spring, we had three small groups that grew out of our Lenten preaching series on communal spiritual practices. One group studied scripture together, another group cultivated gratitude together, and a third group explored Sabbath practices together. We have small group ministry teams that formed out of the round table conversations we had back in January and February. And you know what we've noticed? That many of the new people who have joined our church over the past year or so, they have been part of these small groups and ministry teams. There's something powerful about gathering with other people outside of worship to study the Bible, to pray, to laugh, to share a meal, to grow in faith. The relationships that are formed through those small groups draw us closer to God and deeper into community. So at OSU, we know the importance of small group ministries. And we've seen the deep and meaningful connections that can be formed through them. So here's the challenge for us. Here's the invitation. What new small groups would you like to start? What are the things that you enjoy doing that you would want to do with your friends at church? What are the conversations that you would like to have or the resources that you would like to share with each other? Maybe you want to learn how to bake bread. Maybe you want to go hiking. Maybe you want to play board games or watch movies. Maybe you want to talk with other parents of babies or toddlers or teenagers. Maybe you'd like to talk with other parents who have young adult children who are living back at home. Maybe you're a young adult living back at home who would like to talk with others about how to survive living back under your parents' roof. So start thinking about what kinds of small groups you might like to see here at Old South. In a few weeks, toward the end of October, we'll gather your ideas and we'll see what new small groups might emerge. But there's another part to this challenge. I also invite you to start thinking about the people outside the church that you might invite to come to a small group with you. Because there are people in our lives who are yearning to reconnect with their faith or to discover their faith for the very first time. There are people in our lives who are yearning for community, and they need you to help them find a way in. They need you to offer them an invitation to join them here. And you can tell them that this church is a phenomenal community. Folks are so fun, so incredible, and we even have a few knuckleheads for flavor thrown in. How could anyone turn down an invitation to be part of a community like that? Amen.